Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Armaguard reportedly balked at having to open up its books. In an about-face, its owner, Lynn Fox, delivered the financial support, with Armaguard confident over the coming months it will get the business onto a long-term, sustainable footing.
They used to say cash is king. Now some young people might have never seen the stuff in real life. But for everyone else, if you've taken money out at an ATM, been handed $20 in change at a supermarket, or paid someone in cash, you've probably used the services of Armaguard. Owned by the Lynn Fox Group, it services about 90% of the cash in transit market. But the company is struggling. Use of cash as a means of payment has declined sharply in recent years, a trend that was only turbocharged by the pandemic. Last year, Armaguard said it would need a $190 million lifeline over the next 3 years in order to stay afloat. Last week, though, as we just heard, the company rejected a $26 million rescue offer put together by some of Australia's biggest banks and retailers, which would have required the company to open up its books. Instead, it opted for a smaller $10 million package from its parent company, Lynn Fox, that will see it through the next few weeks. But the company's future remains far from certain, which is a worry for the Reserve Bank. As a result of the move away from cash, there are now far fewer bank branches and ATMs operating in Australia. Between 2017 and 2023, bank branch numbers declined by 37%, and the number of bank-owned ATMs fell from nearly 14,000 in Australia to just 5,693. According to the Australian Banking Association, cash is now only being used for about 13% of payments, which is a 57% decline since 2017. The RBA has a vested interest in maintaining cash as a store of wealth and a means of payment for many people, particularly as a backup option when electronic payment systems are unavailable or offline. So the RBA has previously floated the idea of an industry cooperative model, which would see major cash users like banks form a cooperative entity to replace private sector suppliers like Armaguard. It's a system that's already in place in Europe, so we know it can work. The bigger issue, though, is what a cashless society will eventually look like in Australia, and that's a question we just don't know the answer to yet. But the imminent death of Armaguard probably gets us closer to finding out.